Oh boy, we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. In it, he said you should read something or talk about something enthusiastically for 10 minutes a day to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. Anyway, you should try it too if you want to talk with more enthusiasm. It's pretty fun. Anyway, on this episode, I want to talk enthusiastically about finding the beauty in the little things in life. There's, the phrase, stopping to smell the roses. I didn't really fully understand that phrase until, 33, few years ago, 2018, not too long ago, I quit my job. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kind of is like a hard reset. And thanks to deciding on going through macro photography for something to do with myself, it made me look at everything around me closer. Like I really... macro photography lets you see life-size, images of things. Like, so you can look at a bug and see its eyes and its features, its little patterns, its details. The fact that it has... Most bugs are very hairy. Even you wouldn't think a ladybug is hairy. It has hair. Ladybugs have hair. Not on their little backs, but you can see it on their faces. And it's pretty interesting and fun. And it's a little thing... you wouldn't really think about until you look at it. So macro photography let me see basically how crazy and diverse the world around me is. Like just a small, tiny area. Like you take a peek in a garden, like take a little flower garden, like a square foot, 2 square feet, whatever, just flowers. You go sit there and you look at everything close through a macro lens and you'll be shocked at the crazy stuff you find, just the assortment of bugs and life, and then the details on all the flowers and the patterns and everything. It's just amazing. So taking the time to look close at things is pretty cool, and it's fun. It just blows me up my mind every time I look at a flower up close, and then you see the petals and the repeating patterns, and then you look at the texture of the flower itself. Even the petals have all these little intricate veins and pretty things. It's mind-blowing the amount of stuff around us. It's just crazy, like think of being a little bee, and then your world is huge to you, but it's small to us. A honeybee, it travels a 3-mile radius from the hive. That's about the farthest it'll go to find food and water. So that's its world, a 3-mile radius its whole life. And a typical honeybee in the springtime lives 60 days. So for 60 days, they know is that 3-mile radius. And they know it very well. They know where to find food, where to find water, where predators are. They're very smart, and it's crazy. So think of that. So if you look at that 3-mile radius through the eyes of a bee, and you could do that with a macro lens, so doing the macro photography or a magnifying glass, just something to, or even zooming in on your phone, like just looking close. If you were to do that, every square inch of that 3-mile radius, that would be like almost like traveling through your entire state where you live and looking at every single little detail. So it's like that 3-mile radius is the world to the bee. So that same concept, it's like there's a lot of stuff in the small world just all around you. It's crazy. I don't know. All I can say is, if you just look at stuff closer, and then then appreciating it. It's magical. It's amazing just how I don't even have words to explain it. Just how magnificent nature is. And even the things that we make are pretty dang spiffy. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, if you look at shirts up close, how the fabric's woven together, that just is cool. It's fun little patterns and it looks amazing. So there's just all sorts of stuff. And taking the time to stop and smell the roses is like, you can be like, wow, it's pretty cool to be alive. Look at all these fun things. How amazing is it that flowers grow? Like, it just blows my mind. It's like the how they start from a tiny little seed and they grow all these pretty leaves and then they bloom and some make fruit, some make vegetables, and my favorite are peppers. How cool is that? A little tiny seed turns into fiery hot peppers that are pretty. That's fun. I'm excited about all my peppers. They're looking really good. It's still crazy early, but May will be here soon, and then they can grow and flourish outside. It should be super, super fun, but it's fun. All the crazy little things that you can just see and appreciate all day, all around you. There's just stuff everywhere. Just you're bombarded by things that are amazing. It's just crazy. Like, even like air, you can't see it, but it keeps you alive. Like, you know the importance of air if you try and hold your breath. You know, it's like, ooh, I need some more of that. Even though you can't see it, it's all around you and it's there just for you to breathe in and feel, you know, keep alive, keep breathing. It's just, there's so many little thing. And I've noticed if you take time to look at the little things and appreciate the small stuff, you know, big things don't matter. Like, you know, things don't seem as bad. Like, if you're having a bad day and you go look at and smell the roses, it's like, oh, that's a beautiful fragrance. Look at all these pretty flowers. How beautiful are they? And it's just magical. Magical. There's just so many fun things that you can look at. And the snow, like, there's snow everywhere. It's amazing to me. It's so pretty. Like, when the sun hits it, it glitters, like glitter, shiny little glinting. See a star along the ground. It's amazing and it's pretty, and you can take your glove or a piece of cloth or anything and you can throw it in the snow, pick it up, and look at all the snowflakes, all the little snowflakes. Each one is special, pretty. It's a little crystal pattern. It's so cool. And how mind-blowing is that? Every snowflake is different. There's no two that are alike. And the amount that falls just at a tiny area during a snowstorm, that's just insane. How much random beauty there is there coming out of nature. And it's so cool. Succulents, those are fun. I love those. You can keep them inside. They're very hardy plants. They do well. You don't have to water them too much, and they even bloom. And some of them do crazy stuff when they bloom. Like, there's this one succulent we have. It's all these little spiky thick leaves, and it just shot just this crazy, you know. So it's about 10 inches around, you know, 10-inch circumference pot full of these little spiky succulents, and then just about a 2-foot shoot came out of one, and it grew a little tiny spiky plant on top, and then it had a little flower on it that's like, oh wow. So they do weird things, and they're pretty, and it's neat, and I don't know, it's just something you can look at and it's like, wow, that's cool. So, and now I'm just rambling about pretty things, which is cool. That's the whole thing. So that's my challenge for you. It's like, look and find 10 things you've never looked at around you, and just appreciate how cool they are. Like, look at them, see, you know, like, why is this thing neat? If you can't find anything neat about it, look closer. It's pretty easy once you get the hang of it, and it's magical. It's fun. There's all sorts of cool things all around you that you probably didn't even know about and until you just start looking. So it's just like, look close at everything. Look close at your house plants. If you don't have house plants, go get a house plant. I don't know. Anything. You can look close at your shirt. You can look close at stuff on your desk. I got an anime figure right here. It's cool. The detail on it, the pretty little eyes, the nicely done hair, the little texture on the suit. It looks like a suit, but it's plastic. It's cool. There's texture everywhere, pretty hair, all the little fine details. It's exciting. So yeah, anything, whatever it is, look at it, enjoy it, appreciate it, and think how cool it is to be alive with all these fun things. Anyway, that's my enthusiastic talk on the little things. Pretty short and simple, and that's how it should be. The little things, they're not hard. They're the easiest things, and they're so easy that they're easy to overlook and miss every day. So just keep an eye out, look around, and be like, wow, that's pretty neat. Anyway, we'll catch you later.